Welcome to Wise Words from a Stubborn Man. Today we forego the intro to issue a disclaimer. This episode I'm going to talk about how death has affected me and life amongst other things. That subject matter can be triggering. If you've had traumatic experiences, I can understand that this particular subject matter can be uneasy. Skip this episode entirely and I'll catch you in the next one. For those who do choose to stay, let's get to it. Yo, yo. If you're still here, that means you're a part of this collective that we have brewing. But see, now I need you more than ever, right? I need you to like, rate, share, subscribe to this particular program, this particular platform, this particular podcast. Share it with a friend, share it with an aunt, share it with an uncle, share it with a cousin, share it with a stranger, as long as you're sharing it. So with that being said, so I wanted to break bread at this particular juncture in time, but because I'm dieting, because I'm doing things with health, and I'm recording this episode at night, I can only tell you the bread that I broke earlier. And the bread that I broke earlier is a dessert that my sister made. And it was spectacular. It was like an apple turnover made with apples that apparently came out of my aunt and uncle's yard. They're growing apples and shit. We're not beating these Hopkins allegations. We're not beating them at all. But look, today, I have been avoiding this particular subject like the plague. And recently, it really popped up again. It became paramount that I talk about it after I got the chance to see Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. So, spoiler alert for those who have not seen Guardians of the Galaxy Volume 3. Spoiler alert. Now, I'm going to try to not give spoilers, but just in case I do, spoiler alert. Now, Guardians is, the trilogy is about something happening to Rocket. And in order to save Rocket's life, they have to go down this rabbit hole that is essentially his backstory and find a way to save his life. Now, this particular story deals with survivor's remorse. It deals with acceptance to a degree. It also deals with, like, the empathy that you have for another person. And that sparked a real confliction within myself. So over the course of my life, I'm 32 years of age, for those who don't know, I have experienced death around me, people dying, in some major and significant ways. And as early as I can remember, the first one that impacted my life, one in which I must seek therapy, my grandmother passed away. And that happened when I was like maybe 4 or 5. It still gets hazy because when you're a kid and you go through that particular thing where you can't rationalize someone being here and then someone not being here. And one of the best explanations that I wish happened when I was a kid was, like, for people who haven't watched TV show Young Justice, there's a particular you dig where fucking Superboy gets smoked. He gets sent the fuck up. And Superman and Lois are trying to explain to their son, Jonathan, who's like 5, 6, what passed away mean. Like, so they sitting there, they at the pod Ma Kent crib. And little Jonathan's like, hey, yo, when Connor coming? You know what I'm saying? Last time y'all said he passed away, so now that we at grandma crib, he always come over here. He not gonna pass away now. So they broke it down to him. They like, passed away means like that your physical form is no longer here. That means that the things in your body that works in a series of ways, they stop working. And the body dies. And they're explaining it to him. And I'm sitting there. I'm like, yo, this is like a surreal ass way of explaining death to a kid. So me, I'm growing up. And I just remember my grandmother being here. And then she wasn't. And then we fast forward. And I'm in high school, and my junior year, my grandfather passes. Grandpa Mickey. You know what I'm saying? He passes away. And I'm sitting there like, what the fuck is like? You think, like, and he was old as shit, but you think you have all this time, and then you don't. And then we fast forward a year, my Aunt Myrna passes away. One of my mother's younger sisters passes away. And I remember it like yesterday because my pops, he came to pick me up from track practice. We found out at the same time. And I wish this on nobody. When you have to tell, you have to watch your father tell your mother that her sister passed away. That shit is crazy. That shit is crazy to witness. It's crazy to go through. And then here I'm like, I'm trying to go to state. You know what I'm saying? I've been fucking trash. I've been on the cusp. I've been like mediocre to good the whole season. But this is like, I'm really working on my shit. This shit happens. And then we fast forward some more, and I am sophomore in college, and like I'm at the frat house, chilling. I get a call. One of my mans, He gets killed. But these things are shocking. Like, even like my freshman year, I remember, man, we had such a great, the floor I lived on, OG, UIUC, OG, fifth floor. Camaraderie. Niggas used to have open door policy, pull up on motherfuckers playing Madden. Niggas used to get haircuts in the bathroom. The floor was just, we was connected. One of our mans, I remember we came back from break. Must have been winter break. We come back. I'm like, yo, what's such and such at? Bro, I don't know how to tell you this, but he gone. Like, nigga, what? Yeah, he drive by, caught a stray. He, huh? That shit is wicked, bro. It's hard to see the world in a, like, hopeful way. When you see the wicked shit that happens, or when that shit comes to your doorstep, or when it hits close to home and you like, yo, this fucking world is like, it makes no sense. And I remember, was it 2011? And I'm like, I remember, like, I'm a Neo, bro. I'm young as fuck. I'm 19, about to be 20. And we threw a party or some shit. And I remember not having a chance to, like, grieve. Like, I can tell you that I don't think I've properly grieved a lot of this shit. Where it's like, I'll get to that later. But it's, we're outside, we're throwing a party, and I don't know what the fuck happened. I don't know what the catalyst was. But I'm on the front porch and I'm spazzing on niggas. And I knew that in that moment, it was just because I did not grieve properly. It seemed like everybody else was allowed to be happy and have fun. And I had to go back to business as usual. So the first thing that set me off, oh, I flipped out on niggas. I'm like, yo, y'all don't even, I was flipping the fuck out. Niggas was looking at me like, nigga, this caused that? Because I didn't properly get the grief. Like, I have lost so many people that I'm afraid I'll be desensitized to it. Because you, like, man, feeling that shit, like, I will say it keeps me empathetic, but even when it's like around people around me, like, I don't think other people understand, like, when like, if I know you and I interact with you, or like, I'm just not one of the people, like, if I don't talk to you or cordially with you, I don't even involve myself in part of your life, even via social media. If I follow you, if I do any of these things and like something bad happens in your life, someone passes away that you love, like, that shit kind of like, I'd be distraught too. Not to the level of the person you lost, but I like, it's two people I know. One of my mans, he lost his moms. And you can't, my other homie lost his brother. And you're sitting there, you're powerless. You can't make nothing better. That shit hurts. So to tie this back in, when I was watching Guardians, spoiler alert again, and when you see Rocket get free, but you see the shit he lost, if you don't tear up watching that shit, you're inhuman. I'm in the movie. I'm fucking, yo, this movie fucking me up. Because you do, you get a certain level of survivor's remorse. Like, especially when you lose people that you feel like, yo, you had more time. Like, no lie to you. Last year, right, my frat brother died, and I found out on my father's birthday. I'm waking up because I'm about to, you know, shower, hit the road, slide on my pops. I see the missed texts, missed calls. I'm like, yo, what the fuck? Hey, yo, such a, he. And I'm sitting here like, I'm trying to wish my father a happy birthday. I'm trying to celebrate my father. And I'm like, I'm in limbo with how I feel. And then we fast forward. And it's crazy because, like, so September, right? September, I was planning, like, end of September, I was planning this date. I had my frat brother's wedding, but I was also planning a date. And I'm like, I'm geeked because I'm like, yo, my whole weekend is set. I got the wedding. I get the experience, love in the air. Then the next day, I get the fucking, hit the, you know what I'm saying? I get the fucking, put my show shorty, you know what I'm saying? I get to hit the queen remote to show them who you are on a date with shorty. So I'm like, okay, we're up. Wedding, fire. Date, fire. 4 days after that, I wake up, my sister's calling me. Sister calls me, tells me, yo, hey man, Uncle Ted, he passed away this morning. And she goes, Uncle Pete, he's also in the hospital. They say he don't have much longer. 10 in the morning. 10 in the morning, I find out one of my uncles passed, and one of my uncles don't have much left. I didn't shower. In fact, I think I woke up the quickest I've ever. I hopped in the car. I was on the expressway immediately. I pull up, chopping it up with my pops. I see my pops, my moms. I'm consoling her, trying to console my pops, aunt, cousin. Probably there for like an hour, hour and a half. They tell me my uncle is gone. I go upstairs. I watch my pops look over his brother's corpse. That shit almost took me out. Help my pops leave the room. I go in there. I say my goodbyes to my namesake. And I cry the tears of a motherfucking clown. I am. It's over with. Shit's not staying in. Big cry. Super big cry. So, get all of that done. We reconvene. I noticed the entire week that shit affected how I communicated with everybody. And to the point where I was just was like, you know, sometimes I get on social media, I just clear my head. And I was just like, yo, this is a terrible week. And I remember getting a message from one of the greatest women on earth who herself, she was going through. She lost her brother. So I could, like, for her to even reach out to lift my spirits, to add some type of understanding to it. I file for one of you niggas. Y'all disrespect her. For sure, for sure. I will hurt one of you niggas if I ever see disrespect. And it was just like, two uncles, same day, hours apart, same diagnosis, and like I said, it affected how I communicated with everybody. I went full on recluse. I just, yeah, I'm out of here, bro. I'm not talking to nobody. I don't feel like being around nobody but the fam. And when you're going through this shit, G, and you're trying to communicate to somebody, like trying to tell people, yo, I don't know how to grieve, because I don't think I've ever been given the space to grieve or the tools to grieve or to overcome. And that's where the survivor's remorse comes from. It's like, yo, like, I'm making all these steps, all this fucking progress, and the shit you lose along the way, you're like, yo, what the fuck am I even, what am I working towards? If it's pain at every stop at this fucking mountain, why do I keep climbing it? If it is frustrating, super frustrating, because like my uncle's passed. I mean, fast forward to this year, and it's like one of my mans who I was getting cool with, a coworker of mine, He passed away a couple days before my birthday. After I had just, like, we were just talking about, I'm like, yo, nigga, I'm having something. I'm trying to have something for my birthday. Nigga, I want you to come out, be there. And he like, hey, man, let me switch the schedule and do all this. And I'm like, we up. And when I found he passed, when I was told he passed, I thought a nigga was joking with me. Said, yeah, he such and such. He passed. They found him. I said, huh? I'm like, man, the fuck are you talking about? Then he said it again. I said, oh, no, you're dead ass serious. Man. I literally left work. Like 20 minutes later, I said, yeah, I thought I could. I can't get through this day. Then I go to a funeral. I see my man stiff in a box. Meet some of his family for the first time. And I'm like, yo, this shit. unfair. 29 years old. The people I've lost to gun violence, to suicides, to... And then you get to looking and you like, yo, what didn't I notice? Especially when it comes to, you know, the other side of people leaving this world. People who unalive themselves. People, all right, I'm head out. Sometimes you sit there and you put a little, like, and I want to tell people, don't do that. Do not do that. You will find yourself replaying conversations, thinking about shit you should have picked up on that you didn't know was happening. Don't put that on yourself. That is not on you. It took me a long time to understand that, like, there is grief. You will never outgrow it. You learn to live beside it. The days where you're sad as fuck and you feel like you're sad as fuck for no reason. No, I genuinely think that feeling is survivor's remorse. Where it's like you, like, especially as, like, as a man, because I can't speak for women, like, whenever death happens around me, like, my sense of urgency goes through the roof. It's certain shit that I gotta do now. I feel like a nigga die around me, I gotta make $1 million tomorrow. I gotta set up retirement. I gotta do a bunch of this shit. And, like, when your mortality is put into perspective, like, your sense of urgency, that shit multiplies tenfold. It really does. Like, I could have got fucking married after my uncles died. After my uncles died, I could have gotten married. That's the sense of urgency that I had. But because I had to put things in perspective, like, literally, my uncle's passed, I was going through orientation for school, trying to get shit set up. I'm having to pay for shit for school. And I'm sitting there looking like, man, like, do I gotta put something on the funeral? I don't know what none of this is looking like. And it's like, you got your days where it's like, you're in happy celebration of the people you lost. Where it's like a joyous memory. And then on the flip side, you got them days where it's like, fuck. Like, nigga, why? Like, why the fuck would you leave us? You're angry at a motherfucker. Like, nigga, you like they did it on purpose or something. You're mad like they did it on purpose. And it's like, that's why this life shit is, I don't got time to stress over certain things because of the people I've lost, because of the tragedies that I had to fucking endure. Like, this shit blowing me right now talking about this shit. But I know it's probably a lot of other people who feel that same way. And I just want y'all to know, You're not fucking wildin'. You're not wildin'.
All right.
So, I'm getting sad. So, I think I'm going to end this with a Saha scripture, and I'm going to get out the jam. Saha scripture for today is, for anybody who's felt grief or the pain of losing someone recently or in the past, and you haven't quite felt like you've dealt with it, I want you to understand that you're dealing with it as best as you can. Only thing I don't want you to do is spiral out of control because of it. Don't alienate people because of it. So reach out to people more. Take the burdens of the world off of your shoulders a little bit more. Help celebrate the people around you a little more. Randomly. It don't got to be a nigga birthday to celebrate them. It don't got to be her motherfucking graduation to congratulate her, to do. Yo, I see you. Happy Monday or some shit. Hope your fucking Tuesday is fucking magnificent. Yeah, so it's been a wise word from a stubborn man. Take a little time to remember somebody you love. Deuces.